Okay, as it says in the Tehillah, Imer ani ma'asai lemelech, daf lamed vov, this is remes, that everything that we're learning should be lishmei. Okay, so we're holding on daf lamed vov, up on the Tanur Rabbanan, which is the six lines down from the top, Tanur Rabbanan. Yachol yotzei adam yedeichov ato b'maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. You might think that if you're in Yerushalayim and you have your ma'aser shenis, you could use your chitim of ma'aser sheni to make matzah. Talmud lomar lechem aoni. Therefore, the Torah says that the matzah has to be the shivas yamim techalal of matzos lechem aoni, which implies mashe neechal ba'aninut, that only those things that are mutter to eat, even when a person is rachmana litzlan in a state of aninut, in which he has to bury a dead relative, and that is also to eat from ma'aser sheni, because it says lo achalti ba'anim imenu. So then, by definition, the matzah, it can't be from something that has no shaykhus ta'aninut. It can only be eaten b'simcha, whereas matzah is lechem aoni, can be eaten b'atzvut. Dile Rabbi Yosegmi. Rabbi Akiva Omer, even from ma'aser sheni. Why? Again, because matzah is riba. The repetition of the thea of matzah adds other matzahs that otherwise we would have been memayit, as we saw before. In kein ma tamud lomar lechem aoni, so why stress dafka lechem aoni? This only means pratli hisashin ilosha b'yayim v'shemen udvash. It means that the bread should be bread of aniyut and the tzurah of the lechem itself. So if you add oil, honey, and wine to the matzah, it's no longer considered to be lechem oni. It would be rather, let them eat cake. The opposite of lechem oni. My time at Rabbi Akiva, what Lemaisa boils down to Rabbi Akiva's drosha, it's because he says, it doesn't really say lechem oni. It says lechem oni. So if it says lechem oni, I can relate that to aninut. The state of aninut is oni. Oni with a vav. It says, it leaves the vav out. So if you read that lechem oni, so then now it becomes a description of the kind of bread that is suitable for an oni, but nothing to do with aninut. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, but you don't pronounce it lechem oni, you pronounce it lechem oni. Rabbi Akiva, Haide karinen be oni. The only reason that the pronunciation is oni is to teach me the halach of Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel lechem oni means lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. This is the lechem upon which we say matzah zushanu eichlin, upon which we say halal, upon which I have all of the questions. And this is the reason why some hold this is mechayev, that the Rav Shulchan Aruch, as we're supposed to have the prusa open when we're saying the Haggadah, because the Bach argues on that, actually. Tain is that it doesn't mean that it's on the specific lechem. It's a lechem about which the theme of the Seder is she'onim alav, not the particular lechem in front of you, she'onim alav. But l'maisa, Klal Yisrael's minhag, is that mamish on the lechem itself. V'sova Rabbi Akiva, Isa sheni lo shavayayim v'shemen v'vash lo, you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva l'maisa holds of Shmuel's, of the drosha of oni, that it comes to be memayit, enriched breads? V'atanya ein lo shen isa v'pesach v'yayim v'shemen v'dvash, v'im lash Rabbi Gamliel, omer kisoref miyad, v'chachomim omrim yochal. L'chatchila, you should not make an isa on Pesach using these sweetened type of liquids. And if you did, Rav Gamliel says, you have to burn it immediately, because it becomes chometz right away. We saw before, there's a memar in the hachmitz. The chachomim say, no, if you made it, so then eat it. Then Rabbi Akiva, this is our problem, Rabbi Akiva says that shivti, this is a lashon of shvitati. In other words, my shvita, not shabbati. My Shabbos was spent with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, but Rashi is a lashon of shvita. It's a kitzer for the word shvitati. Shifti, and as I spent my rest on Shabbos by Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua, and I was it means actually it's Yom Tov, and I went ahead of a lashkila and isa b'yayin v'shemen medvash. Well, I'm really davar. I can only tell you that nobody said anything to me when I made a nice kishmaka isa on Pesach using me peretz. The Afapijain Lushin, as far as the Tanakhama is concerned, even though we said you shouldn't make the Isa with the Yain Shemin Advash, but Mekatfimbo, you could still spread over, you know, to give a shine to the matzah like we do with Lechem, you have some honey on top, and so on. That's not a problem. But that's also the Tanakhama. Of course, that's going according to the Kama, who says you can't do the Lisha. If you only can do the Lisha, obviously you can be constant. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim says, no nafkamina. You can't say that because it's only on top, so Mamela it's not gonna do the chimutz. But shavim, she'in lashin etayisa b'poshim. Anyway, everybody agrees you can't use warm water, because obviously the warmer, the higher the temperature, the more rapid is the reaction of the fermentation. In any event, how do you explain the fact that over here Rabbi Akiva says you cannot use yain shemen udvash, and over there Rabbi Akiva says I did it myself, and I actually for the Gedolei Ador I went ahead to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, so he's made halacha lemaisa. What's the pshat? I mean, the pshat, obviously you know the answer. The pshat seems to be a davar pashut. One is talking about the matzah of chayva as lechemayni, but the as far as what to eat on Pesach, that's something else. All he said was that there's no problem of chimutz. Maybe in terms of lechemoni and achinani. Therefore, he answers the Gemara, oh, b'yom tov rishon, or b'yom tov sheni. On the first day of Pesach, meaning the night time, when there's a chiyuv of achilas matzah of lechemayni. So they need achinani. Of course, he didn't do it, not because of problems of chimutz, but because of problems of the lechemoni itself, in the matzah of the chiyuv. But on the second day of Pesach, there is no longer any chiyuv, I mean, any other day of Yantin, as far as Pesach is concerned, all you're concerned about is chometz. Chometz is no problem. An interesting Rambam. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says, at least it's mashma that he holds it, when he says Yantav Rishon really means Yantav Rishon. The whole day. That there's an inyan of lechemoni, even though there's no chiyuv to eat, but if you eat, there's a kiyum of eating matzah. Why? Because Pesach Mitzrayim was one day. So the Rambam. So there's a chorus, Hayom Hazeh, there's an inyan to be zeh for that lechemoni, specifically. Amazing. Nice, so we'll see. I mean, it's Megea, how to learn the posik of Shivas Yomim. We mentioned before, it's a problem. I said Shivas Yomim. Certainly no chiyuv of achila, Shivas Yomim. So let's forget about that earlier. We'll be getting to that again in terms of its requirements. We'll have to remember this Rambam. Kiriyamu le Rabbi Yeshua levonei. It's the same thing. We see Rabbi Yeshua also was marked, but only legabe the union of matzah itself. So he said, Yuma kama lo talu shali b'chav. The first day of Pesach, don't use milk in the matzah. Mikan ve'elach lo shali b'chav. But the rest of Pesach, it's fine. I like my matzah bread, you know. And they can milk it. Let me make it milk it. Even during the year, you're not allowed to have milk of bread. How can you? What's the heck to have matzah that's milk? I understand. Well, Tanya, ain't la shinita yisabachalav. We said before, im lashkala pasasura, if they hergala veira, and you're not allowed to have milk of bread.
Gibroch?
No. He was talking about not Gibroch. No. Before he made. Ella hockey kama. What he was talking about was like this. Yuma kama lo talusha libedufsha. It must have not been milchik. I mean, it was nogea the sugya. Somebody got mixed up between cholov and vash. Live in Eretz Yisrael. So lemaisa, he really had said, don't put any honey in my matzahs in the dough. But the rest of yantev is, if it's not for matzahs mitzvah, you can put in some honey. The boys say, no, others say, no, lemaisa, he really did say milk. Liyoylon bechalva. Kedama revina ke'en tura shori. Achanami ke'en tura. Stup shatim in ke'en tura. One is ke'en tura like a shore. Like a shore would mean, if it has a tura, we use the idea of tura to mean a triangle. Something that's triangular shape, if you recall back in Kilayim. It's called a rosh tor. And something comes in because a shore's face goes like that. It's called that a. Makes a big impact on you when you're looking at it coming your way. And Rashi learns ke'en tur means literally the eye of a shore. The eye of a shore as opposed to the eye of an egel. The eye of an egel was used as a symbol of big, right? Gadol k'shel egel. That's the Mickey Mouse eye. The eye of a shore is the opposite of an egel. It's cruel, mean. So, beady eyes. Yeah, that's good. So if you make as much matzah as the eye of a shore, then it's okay, even though it's milk. So in other words, as long as it's something that is eaten immediately and isn't going to be left around, that maybe somebody will make a mistake and use it for a flesh gemil, so then there was no issur.
Bite size.
Yeah, bite size, exactly. I told you about this. It's a whole scientific study of the size of Mickey Mouse's eyes. Correlating it. This is serious stuff. correlating the changes in Mickey Mouse's eyes to the changes in Mickey Mouse's personality from the time it was first introduced on the screen. He was originally a tricky character, believe it or not, a little vicious and dangerous. And at that point, his eyes were beady. They gradually changed his personality into the what we now hold the Mickey Mouse Disneyland kind of thing to make him this nice, innocent, happy kind of mouse, which every child would like. In order to do that, you had to change his eyes to make him like an ego instead of like a shark. It's very interesting. So the eyes became bigger and bigger in proportion to his face. They correlated this with every species of mammal. The relationship of the mother to the child in terms of nursing is defined by the proportion of the eye to the face. So in other words, the more innocent and infantile the infant is, the more related it is to its need for unique. It's a fascinating thing, is that that's the trap that we have the Yosef, the Tzias Chen connection, relates to the ego for exactly that reason. That's the ego azov, the same thing. The word ego in Hebrew is ayin gal, wide open eye. So the whole thing is fundamentally related to the sugya over here. Because that's, of course, Tzias Mitzrayim, that's Kein Tura, which you couldn't have an ayin ego. But anyway, the Rif actually learns it means Kein Tura is the shape, not the size. That's Rashi's trap. Okay, just a little tantalizing. We have to give you a little bite of some interesting issues. Right. Exactly. That's Bamish Pshan. Gal Einai, we say. Gal Einai, Vavita Niflos Mitarasefa. Make me like an angel.
The eye stays the same. The eye doesn't grow
There's a difference in the proportion. I don't know. Probably it's both.
Sure.
Now, you said that everybody is made and you can't use warm water. How could that be? The menachas bedavka were made, obviously have to be matzah, not chametz. And they were bedavka made with warm water? You use warm water because you get better results. It's more a mischametz, so you do a better job of watching it to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Says the Gemara, what's So if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody knows what they're doing. They'll be very careful. Matzah already knew. People are not that careful. Go into any one of these badatz matzah factories. L'shem kesef bekis. Matzah's mitzvah. No, they really do that. See, ask the Gemara, iachi. Miltat nami latit. If that's the case, why can't I also do the latita with water that is usually, as you know, we try to avoid, which is why the flour for the matzahs is dark and tough and so on. We avoid latita. Latita uses water for cleaning the flour. In other words, the grain itself is exposed to water before it's processed into flour. And nowadays, white flour is actually washed. Wash away the impurities, so all the dirt is washed out as it's ground. Obviously, we don't do that because it becomes chametz. So, but if you're telling me that it's okay to be mishamerit, so you should do the latita also. Alom amr zeir amr rabba bar yirmi amr shmuel chitim shamanachas ein latitino. There is no latita, exactly like we are makbid on matzah not to do latita. They were makbid on menachas not to do latita. But you're saying that poshrin is okay when it comes to menachas, even though it's not okay for matzah. So why can't we make the same distinction by latita? Be careful, mishamram, shelo yachmitzu. No, it's no comparison. Lisha bizrizin ita. Latita, leta bizrizin. The lisha itself that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, okay. There it's part of the actual preparation of the mincha. Latita, somebody brings in flour from menachas. They could have processed this flour wherever. Then they bring it in. So that, over there you don't have zrizin. Listen, and lisha is bizrizin. What, you need a kohen to do the lisha? Well, what's up is you need a kohen to do the lisha? Mi'ita bizrizin. Mi'achtiv, doesn't it say beferish in the Torah? V'yatzaka le'ashemen. V'natana le'alevona. What point? And then it says ve'yel ha'kohen. So the only time that you bring it to the Kohen is when it's time for Kmitza. But the Lisha of the Mincha wasn't done by a Kohen. So you can say the same thing. Stam, a guy is going to bring in a Mincha, present it to a Kohen to do the Kmitza, And why aren't we afraid that if he used Peshrin, that he doesn't know what he's doing? And the mincha became, in fact, chametz. And it's a mikmitzvah. Elik mitzvah skina. Limit ayitziko belila. That they're kosher b'choladam. And you're saying that, no, the lisha is already by a kohen. It's not by a kohen. Even the Yitzhika Belila, which is way after Lisha. Remember, Lisha, we're talking over here. Yitzhika Belila, we're talking about menachas that were baked. You did the Lisha, then you did a fried, either Minchas Mafe Tanur, Minchas Machavat, Minchas Marcheshes. You do a Lisha, you bake it, or you fry it, or deep fry it, pancakes, whatever the tzur, depending on the mincha. Then you have to break it up into little pieces again, and then you put the oil on it and so on, and then you do the kibitzah. So the kibitzah is like the very end of a process. This is five steps before. So what are you telling me that you need a coin for? Says the Gemara, you're right. You don't need a coin. But Lisha Nehidib is Zerizin Leather, but at least B'mokam Zerizin Eat. It's true that you can do it with a Zar. That's true. But where do you do it? You do it right away in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Omar Belila Kshera Bazar, but Chutz L'Chomat Azarat Sula, since you're dealing over here already with Acher Kiddush B'Kli, so now it has a Kedusha, it can't be removed, it'll become Nifsul B'Yotze. So that means where does this Zar, even if he's a Zar, where does he work on the Mincha? He works in the Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. They got signs all over the place, and people running around, the Mashgichim, come on, the whole place is booming. Somebody's going to go over there schlepping around yawning with his mincha. So over there in the Chinami, we're not worried about it. If you don't have his reason, at least you have a Mokum's reason. But if you're going to tell me, Latita, Lafuke Latita, Latita could have been done anywhere. It's neither of his reason, so you don't need Kohanim, nor the love of Mokum's reason. You could bring the flour from anywhere. If the flour wasn't yet Kadosh B'Kli, there's no problem of Yetzin. Ask the Gemara, and how do you explain the fact that in the Mincha Sa'emer, it said that they did used to do Latita? I thought you said Latita you can't do. The Tanya Mincha Sa'emer, lo titimota, vitzovrimota. You make a pile of the grain afterwards that you were malate to let the water drip out quickly, so that it's that the gravity pulls the water down. But anyway, but why is it mutter? Answers the Gemara, tzibur shayne. The Mincha Sa'emer, see, Barnea is thinking tzibur, doesn't mean sabur shayne, right? Which Rashi says it's absurd to say that pshat, but I could see it in his eyes. But for many reasons it's absurd to say that pshat, but simply because if you would say that, then you could do that with any mincha. So it means tzibur shani, says Rashi. Tzibur shani is the pshat that since it's being brought under the pikuach of Beit Din, and the whole thing was done under the Omer, for sure, was like major, you know, because of the problem of the Mimocharat HaPesach and the Minim, the Tzedukim used to argue on it. So they made a very big fuss. Bezdin was there every step of the way. So obviously, over there, you don't have a problem. But stam in a normal mincha, that a personal process of flour to bring for a mincha, which I can bring myself, chas for sholem, to allow latita. Yeah, we'll get to shtelech. We're going to talk about shtelech.
Because
it's done under the pikuach of Beit Din. Yeah. You might think that you can use, if you're a Kohen, somebody brings you Bikurim to Yerushalayim, you can use that to make your matzah with. He brings you wheat. That only matzot that can be eaten on the chelet b'chol moshvotechem. So your matzah has to be theoretically edible wherever you are. Yatzu bikurim she'einam ne'echalim b'chol moshvotechem ela b'Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Agri. So you can't eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Therefore, your matzah is in kosher. Not because there's something wrong with the grain, or because of chash chimutz, but because of a new gzeras hakosuf. That in matzah specifically, if it's something that is, as it was in Mitzrayim, something you take with you wherever you go, the chomosh vatecha, reflects that element of the matzah of the deridaris. Sure, if you're going to tell me that, so Rabbi Akiva says, that's very nice, but I have the Torah gives me another hekesh. It says, al matzot umorim, which compares matzah to maror. Did you ever hear of maror that has bikurim? How could there be maror that has bikurim? Bikurim is only shiva saminim. So therefore, just like maror that couldn't be bikurim, af matzah she'ena bikurim. Very simple. It's because we compare the two, and therefore it has to be something that has no bikurim. Elamai said, Tosfos has an interesting question. Zayit is bikurim, and a zayit was the dugma of mora. How do we know that? The famous medrash, why did the Yoina come back with an ali zayit? To tell Neach that better that I should have my food bitter like a zayit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to have something yummy from you. So then why can't we should be able to use mar from zeitim? That's just, by the way, there's nothing bitter about olives. It's the tree that's bitter. It's the eitz hazayit that's bitter. It's not the pre bichlal. But besides that, another element of matzah and maror is that just like matzah is it has to be from a zera, it has to be from a plant, not a fruit. So too, the maror can't be a fruit. Even if the zayit would be mar, you wouldn't be able to be yotze with it. It has to be yotze dafka with a leaf of some kind.
Well, in the
Bryce and Abik
Sochan, they mentioned that the things that they use for maror, they're not mentioned
zayit. It says, why not?
The Bryce is
locked after. Things like this should be, we'll see, we'll talk about it, we'll get there one day. But I mean, in terms of the mokra of halakha, how do we know if the Torah calls it mar? So why not? Fine. I mean, the Gemara goes through there. How do we know these things? That halakha l'meshem sinai. It's an application of the idea of what maror is. Ah, yotaina imam maror she'im b'mino bikur mafatsa she'im b'mino bikur. So then maybe the pshat over here is that whatever is no, doesn't have bikurim at all is kosher. So you shouldn't be able to use otzi chitim v'soyri. She'esh b'mino bikurim. I shouldn't be allowed to have matzah that's made out of either wheat or barley. Boy, that would be an interesting situation. Be good for the gluten avoiders.
What would you make it out of?
Spelt.
Oh, the other
thing. Right? Tosa says, maybe in Taka we should exclude all the grains. Because they're all meat. We said before, they're subspecies. He says, well, then you're going to have a little bit of a problem. What are you going to make your mats out of? Because we said we can't use Orez V'dovan. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, actually, we wouldn't even know if it's rice, because it's only one sheet I mentioned to you. It's only one sheet that holds that Orez is rice. They're an attack of people you should not have, don't make a mezainis on rice, because they hold maybe rice isn't the Orez that's spoken about. Interesting. It's a big machlokas whether the orez is what we call rice. Machlokas in time of the Rishonim.
Yeah, they would have had orezes from the Far East, would they have had it already in that time?
Yes. It's an interesting mice. I remember, you know, there's a psak by the Orach HaShulchan that nowadays it's nisbarer that orez is definitely rice. There's no suffering. He doesn't explain how it's nisbarer. Some taina, there was an experiment that was done at the time of the grow to prove that Erez is rice. And that the Dochan is millet, not vice versa. Not it was vice versa. What was the experiment? You're a chap, brilliant chap. The Gemara says that if somebody gives you Erez to watch, so remember there's a standard deduction for how much the payers can lose over the course of a year before you start selling it because it didn't hit sell. So the deduction on Erez, it says it's because achbarim eat from the orez. They're mafsid orez. How much are they mafsid? They're mafsid 1/20th a year. If somebody gives you the orez, that's the standard absolute. So they made an experiment. They took dochan and orez and stored it for a year. Come on, Rich. They took orez with dochan and stored it for a year. So the orez was indeed divsat 1/20th. The dochan was divsat only half as much. You might still need it. So they said, it must be that the orez in the Gemara. It is the orez. No, he says it's already in his bar. So now we know. That's beautiful. I don't understand either.
What the percentage?
How many mice they have?
I don't understand what it means. But that's what the Gemara said. What do you mean? In other words, what happens? Georgie says to Jim, "Listen, we already handled 19 from now. Not one out of that. One out of 21. You know, you're gonna." If you're going to take too much, then it's going to ruin the shear in the Gemara. Better go to the other side.
Only mice with big eyes.
That must be. Anyway. So if that's the case, so how do you know that you shouldn't be mamayat chitim v'sayri? Talmud lomar matzot riba. So I understand. So if you hold matzot riba, so maybe it's riba afilo bikurim nami. How do you have it both ways? Rabbi Akiva goes out and he says that matzah mar, if there's no bikurim, so then matzah also can't be in bikurim. And we ask, so how do you know that you can use any kind of chita v'sayra, since it's yesh b'minon bikurim? So he answers, it says matzah's riba. So then if that's the case, it means that you're not darshaning the way that this is has to be similar to bikurim. The Tosis says, I mean, isn't there an obvious answer to this? You know? You have on the one side a ribui and on the one side a miyid, so you take a middle position. That to tell me that whatever yesh b'minai, that far I don't go. But to tell me the halacha that it can't be mamish bikurim, that yes, maybe. Sistaisis, apparently, just mitzadas, because the Gemara says, no, must be Rabbi Akiva and Dinar Harot. If he says matzis, Rabbi Sistaisis. It seems, apparently, the Gemara held mitzadas svara, that either you're derishit, and if you're derishit, this is an insufficient distinction. It's unbelievable. It doesn't give a svara. Why would it be insufficient distinction? But anyway, says the Gemara, l'maisa harabei Rabbi Akiva. It's clear he had harot. Tanya yokol yetze adam yedei chovato bivikurim. You might think that a person can eat matzah. That is kosher because it's bikurim, he's the kohen of Yerushalayim. Tamud lomar b'chol moshavot echem tochlu matzot. Matzah nechelet b'chol moshavot. Yotzu bikurim sheinu nechelen b'chol moshavot. You might, it's only b'Yerushalayim. You might think, yochu shani motzi, af maser sheni. You might think that maser sheni also, since it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, therefore it's not kosher to make maser, to make matzah out of maser sheni. Tamud lomar matzot matzot riba. Umaraita, how do you know to be marbe el rabas maser sheni ulaotzi bikurim? Maybe the other way around. Because marbe ani maser sheni sheyesh lo heter b'chol moshavot k'derabi elazar umotzi ani bikurim shein lem heter b'chol moshavot. Since maser sheni lemaisa, even though it's in Yerushalayim, has a theory in theoretical heter anywhere. Why? According to Rebbe Elazar, Yom Rebbe Elazar. Minayin lemaser sheni shenitma shepodim ato afilo b'Yerushalayim. How do I know that I can even be paid? Normally it's also to be paid a maser sheni Yerushalayim, which is why exactly we should think it's the same as bikurim. There's never a way to get it. Once it's there, it's called niklatum. It was niklat in the matitzes. You can't get it out of Yerushalayim. You can't be paid it anymore. So what's the tzad to say that it's different than bikurim? Because Rabbi Elazar said that if it would become tana, you could be paid it in Yerushalayim. How do I know that? Because the whole heter b'chlal of the din of pidyon is k'vichir b'mimcha derech ki lo tuchal se'eto. So then it says you could be quoted on money. Lo tuchal se'eto has a double meaning, because se'eto also means to eat. Ein se'et ela achila. Shenema, how do we know that? From the story of Yosef. Vayisam mas'ot me'et panav. What was he referring to over there? The meals that he gave to his brothers, to Binyamin. So you see that se'ot is to carry, meaning edible, to eat it. Since once it's tummy, you can't eat it, so it must be that you could be paid it. Now, what does this have to do with Rabbi Akiva? Oh, because man shamet le'damar b'maisa sheni nafak bay. Rabbi Akiva, the only man diyama who said before that you can be yotze indeed with the maaser sheni we saw earlier, that was Rabbi Akiva, the very first brisa that we bought, right? So according to him, it nonetheless says, over here he says you can't eat the bikurim matzah. Why? Not because of the hekesh of matzah mar, but because of the din of chol moshvotechem. So apparently he now agrees to Rabbi Akiva. Must have had charata. Shema mina hadar be. So the maaser, we know Rabbi Akiva had charata from the drasha matzah mar. Maybe taka because of matzah riba. It wasn't consistent. Let me ask you something. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, why did he need the chal? He was the one who brought the pasuk mimoshu techem, right? But isn't there a simple explanation as to why you can't use bikurim? He was the one who the darshan's lechemoni. So why can't he learn it out from the same drasha of lechemoni? Rabbi Akiva didn't agree with lechemoni. He said you don't pronounce it. You don't read it only. You don't see it spelled only. You only read it only. But the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, why didn't he learn it out from lechemoni? Mishin hechal baoni. Bikurim are not mutter to an oinim. So that's itself a reason why you can't eat matzah. Why do you have to go now to create this whole new drasha moshvotechem? Ah, sava like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds you are allowed to eat bikurim b'anim. The Tanya, bikurim asurim l'onim, the Tanakama holds that bikurim are indeed asur to an oinim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon matir. What's this for, Rabbi Chla? My time to Rabbanu. Because the Torah said, "Lo tuchal achol b'sharecha masar deganecha v'tirosha v'yitzarecha uvchorot bekorcha v'tzonecha and zivachol nederecha shetidor v'nivotecha and trumat yadecha." So every possible thing is included in this hekesh. What is trumat yadecha? Amamat trumat yadecha elu bikuri, which means that the Torah put together masar deganecha, the beginning of the pasuk, with trumat yadecha, the end of the pasuk, which teaches me just like mama asera surlonein. That it says beferish in the Torah, lo achalti bo nimi menu. Obviously, it's also b'achila. So it must be Bikurim is also Shalomi, say the Tanakhama. In which case, I would not need the drusha of Moshe Techem, I'll leave it at Tanakhama, because I could learn it out the same reason that I can't use Maiser Sheni, because it's Osir Ba'achila for Naine, for the same reason I can't use Bikurim, because it's Osir Ba'achila for Naine. And Matzah is supposed to be something that anyone in the most miserable state would be able to eat. But Rabbi Shimon says, Lamaisa Truma Karina Rachmana. Why do you think the Torah refers to Bikurim over here as Trumat Yadecha instead of saying straight out Bikurecha? I'll tell you why. To compare it to the dinim of Truma. Ma Truma Muter Ba'onein. Just like we learn out Davka from the Pasuk of Echol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, that there's only an Isser of Zarus for Truma. And paradoxically, even though it's on a higher level of Kedusha than Maaser, and Maaser Sheni is Mutter for everyone, nonetheless, there's an Isser of Einin by Maaser, and no Isser of Einin by Truma. Since Bikurim over here is called Truma, that is greater than the Hekesh to Maaser. Because we know Truma is certainly not included in that Hekesh. In which case, Bikurim, which is not called which is called here Truma, is indeed Mutterly Einin. So if he, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, holds like Rabbi Shimon, he can no longer learn out that the reason that matzah made out of Bikurim won't be kosher is because it's not mutalayinim, because it is mutalayinim. So you can be Makayim Lechamoni. All right, what about Rabbi Shimon? I mean, fine, I understand. He doesn't want to be makishitamais, because the Torah calls it truma. But nehida hekesh letle, simcha miyuk tivabe. The Torah specifically writes the lashon of simcha. It says, bring your Bikurim. V'somachto b'chol ha'tev. How can an einim be sameach b'chol ha'tev asher nasan Hashem alokecha? Isn't it a matzah of aminus? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon holds, that's not coming to tell me your personal state. It's coming to tell me the time of bringing Bikurim. You're supposed to bring Bikurim at a time of simcha. Ahul is man simcha u'diyasa. That is the time, which is a zman of simcha, in which the person is now bringing in his things. So over there, it's like it says, V'tzlan, miyatzeret, miyadachar. So maybe the korei. So indeed, from Shavuos till Sukkot, the person has harvested and his things are drying. He's bringing them in and he feels secure and happy. So that's the time in which you're maybe bikurim and you're korei the psukim of bikurim and the samachta b'chol ha'tev. Miyachar, miyad Chanukah. We're over there already, it's not a time of simcha, then it's still maybe the zman of hava, but you're still being osik, but it's not the zman of simcha. After Chanukah, it's not even the zman of hava. And until Chanukah, it could be maybe the nukar. Okay, so now it turns out that we have either the limud of Moshe Techem to be mamayat bikurim, or we have the limud of lechamoni to be mamayat bikurim. Depending on how you hold the gavir din of either the heter of aminus, or, depending on how you hold, about the mikra, the mesera, of oni and oni. Which one is the one that's b'chai of the greater drush? Tudor Rabban, lechem oni prat lechalut. You can't use something which has been chalut, which has been boiled, say a bagel, maybe. Not so pashut, it means a bagel, that's nageya. It may mean over here where the flour was chalut before putting it into the oven. It's all part of the dinim of brokas, whether a bagel or it's a dinim of chalut, if it's baked. It's only chalut. But in any event, it's a higher level of kashivut. Tosis points out that even though, b'gabi other sugyas, it says that chalut is not considered to be lechem at all. He says that's talking about a soft dough. It's like more like a pancake. If you cholate it, it's soft. But if you cholate something that is hard, like lechem, it's a greater kashivus, not a lesser kashivus. And prat la'ashisha. Ashisha is a lashon of a big, beautiful challah, like you use for a pidyon haben, that is not lechem oni. Yochol lo yotzei adam chadecho vato ela bepat hadra. You might think that you only can use pat hadra'a, which is a pot that has lost all of its hadar. It's more like Adrian. So it's dirty pot, stuff they sell for health bread, they charge you a premium. You might think that you can only use that for matzah. Amud lomar matzot matzot riba. Since you're supposed to be able to eat it with jam, nobody would put jam on that kind of bread.
Too much sugar.
Too much. Somebody's got to be in. All right. So since it adds now, matzah stuff doesn't have to be mamish, the worst of the worst. It could be even health matzah. And that also would be kosher. And even beautiful matzahs, but not big like ashisha. Afilu kematzot shel Shlomo, even Shlomo HaMelech had very good things. The finest, clean, say less. But that would be okay as long as it was just made out of tzeiros. Im keimat amalon alachem ha'ini, dafke prat lechalut ula ashisha. The idea over here is that it can't be mash, can't have that level of chashivut. My mash with ay ashisha lishta de chashivuta. How do you know that the word ashish means something that's chashiv? Because it says vayachalek lechola am, lechola amon Yisrael. Lemeish viadisha, leish chalat lechem achat, the ashpar echad, the ashisha achat. So what's the ashisha achat? What do these things mean, first of all? What's an ashpar? Everybody, eshpar. What's an eshpar? So Rav Chanan Bar Abba explains an eshpar is a sixth part. Meaning, boy, did they get a very, very good little lunch over there. You know, about 40 T-bone steaks apiece. It's a very nice suda there, of course, it's great to take home. And what's an ashisha achat? An ashisha is a lechem that's echad mishisha be'efa. That's big, beautiful. Which is not the way that Shmuel learns it. Upliga de Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel, ashisha is a garbet acham. That is a barrel of wine, not bread at all. Dichtiv, how do we know that? We use the lashon for wine. Dichtiv, Baruch was talking about how B'nai Yisrael act. So they're premium el Elohim acherim. The Ohavei Ashishei Anavim. These guys, what do? They love Avodah Zorah and they love Gishmak of barrels of wine. They go around like drunkards. So you see Ashishei Anavim. I mean, what would it have to do with bread if it's Ashishei Anavim? Must be wine. Tanur Avon and indeed Ein Ofin Pat Ova B'Pesa. Diver De Chamai. You cannot have thick bread. This would be the Ashisha. Ubeit Hillel Matirin, you can have thick bread. As long as it's not too thick. The Kama Patava, what is thick bread? Omravuna Tefach. It's got to be that a Tefach is still considered to be matzah. Why? Because the Lechem HaPonim was a Tefach. And the Lechem HaPonim is a Mincha, and therefore it's also Yisr Gomer that should have any Chometz in it. So since Ponim, in general, we say, Ein Ponim Pochas Mi Tefach. So it means it must have been a Tefach. So if the Lechem HaPonim could be a Tefach, so then that means that it's mutter to make matzah up to a tefach, at least. So if we're saying that it's keneged, you can't have too thick of a bread. A tefach is not too thick.
So that's the point of whether you think about becoming chametz. Here the problem is it's only, it's a different thing.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow. The Gemara is going to change its whole approach to this. Matzke flor of Yosef. Why don't I understand? How can you say that? We said all along the base. I mean, this is a unique situation, didn't we? First of all, Imam Rubis Rizin, Imam Rubis Einam's Rizin. I mean, you're telling me that something that Kayani make in the base of Mikdash, that should be the standard for how it is that you can make matzah stam in anybody's house? It's crazy. Furthermore, Imam Rubis Pat Ameila. I mean, do you know how much work was put into making the menachas? It says over there, I mean, you think that, yeah, that we put in work in our matzahs. The minimum over there, you needed 300 shifas, 500 be'itas. You ever watch these guys do the matzahs? That's just like, that's child's play compared to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash for Mincha. It was an unbelievable amount of work that was put in. And the more, obviously, the more it's work, the less chance there is of chimutz. So over there, you can rely on it. Or you can say somebody's house, and what? Say, bang it up a little bit with a yawning again. That's going to stop it from becoming chomet. Not to mention the fact, in Yomam Rubei Tzivya Veishim, how about the heat level of the tanur? How about that? In the Beis HaMikdash, they were makbid never to bring wood in the Beis HaMikdash. That already was after Tu B'Av. That's why Tu B'Av, they stopped collecting wood, because it would no longer be dry enough. Now, if the more the wood is dry, the better the combustion, the hotter the oven. The hotter the oven, the quicker the cooking, the less likely that there's going to be a problem of chimutz. So what are you comparing a household oven to the oven of Beis HaMikdash? Household oven, they use wood there. Who knows how much moisture there is in the wood? Who knows how low the temperature is in the oven? Furthermore, Imam Rubin Tanur Shel Matechet, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, the kelim were kelim shel matechet. So over there, we have like a whole nafkamina between kelim shel matechet and kelim Shel Cheres, and I'm sorry, I skipped. Imam Rubin B'Tanur Cham, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tanur was kept Cham all the time. So over there, it doesn't get cooled. Asha'enkein, somebody turns on their oven, they preheat their oven a little bit. No, how much is it you're going to preheat it? Imam Rubin B'Tanur Shel Matechet, Yom Ruba Tanur Shel Keres, it takes a long time to get hot also. No comparison, I don't see it. What that has to do with our sugya? You bring a raya from the Lech HaMapanim. Okay, well, this really just begins our issue of Passover. We'll have to wait until tomorrow to see what the halacha is. Daf Lamed Vav, six lines down. Turn around one. Yocho yotze adam yedecho vatova maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim damad loymen lechamaynim mishenechal ba'aninut yotze zeh shenonechal ba'aninut elo b'simcha Devei Rebbe Yossi Aglili, which is why we wonder why he doesn't say the same thing about Bikurim later. This is his own chat. Rebbe Akiva omer matzot matzot riba, even if it's not nechal ba'aninut. Im kein, ma tamud lomar lechamaynim pratli yisa sheniloy shabiyayim v'shemen udvash. My time in Rabbi Akiva, Michtiv Lechem Oni. Oni Ktiv. Rabbi Yosef says, you don't say Oni, you read it Oni. Rabbi Akiva. Hi, the Karina Beoni Kedishmuel. Yama Shmuel Lechem Oni, Lechem Shaonim, I love the Oni Marbe. So the Mice, you're telling me, Sav Rabbi Akiva, Isha Shalosh, Beyayim, Shemin, and Vash, Lo? Vatanyain, Lashin, Isha, Vepesa, Beyayim, Shemin, and Vash. Vim Lash, Rem Yamli, Elmerti, Serv Miyah. Vechakomim amrim yocha v'yom Rabbi Akiva shavti haita etzer Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua v'lash kilamisa b'yayim shem enedvash v'lo amru li davar v'yachol pishe en lashin mekatfin. That's going to Tanakama, obviously. Vechakomim amrim etzer lashin bo mekatfin bo etzer lashin bo en mekatfin bo l'maisa, everybody agrees shen lashin and ta'isa b'porshin lo kasha. Rabbi Akiva here was talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Before he was talking about Yom Tov Rishon, to the Amalo Rabbi Yeshua Levnei, Yubakana loti lo shali bechalva, mikan ve'elach lo shali bechalva. What? Atanya in Lashon and Seisa bechalav, v'im lash kalapat atzura all year round. Did they hear the lavera? Lachikama, Yubakana loti lo shali beduvsha, mikan ve'elach lo shali beduvsha, or could be even bechalva. To the Amalo Ravina ke'in tura shori, hachanani ke'in tura. V'shavim shein lashin etayisa b'poshrin ma'ishlami menach tetanka l'minachazin loishas b'poshrin u'mishamnim otam shelo yechameitzu. Because imamru b'zrizim yomru b'shenim zrizim iachim miltet nami latit alom amru b'zera marava bar yomer meshvua chitam shel menachot in latit inota. That's because lisha b'zrizim ita latita leta b'zrizim lisha mita b'zrizim Machtivi atzaka leHashem, etc., etc. Bevi'el haKohen only mikvitz ve'elok mitzvus kuna livid al yitzika. Belila is all kosher b'cholana. You're right, but lisha nehita b'zrizin let us kohenim. But at least makom's reason ita yom amar belila k'sher bizar. But chutz l'chol mata azarat tzula. Mashenken letita is neither b'zrizin nor b'makom's reason. So why is it the Minchas Ha'imer we do latita? The Tanya Minchas Ha'imer lo tetinota v'tzovrim ota tzibur shaynin. Tad Rabbanu Yochu yotzi adam yedecho v'tobi v'kurim Talmud omar b'chol mor shvotechem tochlu matzo matzah ne'echelet b'chol mor shvotechem yotzi b'kurim shenen ne'echol b'chol mor shvotechem elo b'yushalak. Dim Rabbi Yisaklin Rabbi Akiva Ha'imer matzah mor ma'mor shenen o b'kurim Av matzah shein b'mikurim. Ah, if that's the case, you might as well go all the way and say imam mor shein b'mina b'mikurim. Av matzah shein b'mina b'mikurim. In which case, chitim v'sairin should not be included because yesh b'mina b'mikurim. Talmud lomar matzot matzot riba. Since you hold matzot matzot riba, then afilu b'mikurim nami. You're right. L'maisa hara b'Rabbi Akiva. How do I know? The Tanya Yoko Yotza Adam Yedei Chavatov Bikurim Talmud Lomar Bechol Moshevotechem Tochlu Matzot Davka Matzah Andechel Bechol Moshevot Yotza Bikurim Sheni Rechol Bechol Moshevot Alom Yerushalayim Yoko Sheni Motzi Av Maaser Sheni Talmud Lomar Matzot Matzot Riba Umara Itol Rabot Maaser Sheni Lotzi Bikurim Marbe Ani Maaser Sheni Sheyesh Lo Heter Bechol Moshevot Kerebe Elazar Motzi Ani Bikurim Shein lahet b'chom ha'shavot. The Omer Rabbi Elazar minag in the maaser sheni shenitma shepodim oto afilu b'Yerushalayim Talmud lomar ki lo tuchal se'eto. The simple meaning is it's too much to carry to Yerushalayim, but the additional meaning is ein se'et el achila shenema ve'isa masot me'et panam. So you see that even something that you can't eat, you can be painted. Rabbi Akiva, he must be the author of this. So where is he learning that Bikurim not? He's still being Mamayat Bikurim from the Chomo Shvatecha. So obviously he had Charata, because it says the din of, on this case, we would say you can't learn it out from here because Matzah, forget about the comparison to Matzah Umar. So all that's left is the din of Moshavot. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili need Moshavotechem? Typically, me lechem oni, the same way he was Mamayat Maitzah Sheni. Misha nechal ba'oni, yatsa ze sheinu nechal al v'simcha. Because he holds that Bikurim indeed is a mutalayin. So, like Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Bikurim, Azorzaloin. So, the Tanya, come all the time, so I skipped the Tanya Bikurim Azorzaloin. Rabbi Shimon Matir, my time of the Rabbona, Tiftim Lotu Kalacho Bishorecho, and Masad Gantcha, and Trumat Yadecha, or Amar Trumat Yadecha of Bikurim. So, you see, Ish Bikurim Lamaser, Bamaser Azorzaloin, Af Bikurim Azorzaloin, and that would indeed have been Mamayat, even Bikurim. But Rabbi Shimon who holds, why did the Torah call it Truma? To tell me that's a dinner Truma. Ma Truma muteret lo name, because it says Befersh only Zarut I ask you. So therefore, Mekurim Nami is Mutalayne. Says the Gemara, how can Rabbi Shimon be fine? Let's say it's Mukash Lagabi this din. But how about the fact that it says Besamachta Becholatov? So Simcha Mia Michtav Ketiva Bodiftiva Samachta Becholatov. That he learns comes to tell me the zman of the Bikurim, not the state of the one who brings Bikurim. Ahul zman simchu diyata tzlan, miyatzer, miyadachag, maybe the korei, miyachag, miyachanukah, maybe they know korei. Tana rabbol, lechem oni, prat lechalut ula ashisha, yochol lo yetze adam yedei chavato, elo bepat hadra'a, tamad omar matzot matzot riba, אפילו כמצות של שלמה אם כן מה אתה מדבר לחמוני פרט לחלות ולהשישה ומה מה שבדעי השישה לשד החשיבותה תכתיב היחלק לכל העם לכל המון ישראל למאיש ואישה לאיש חלת לחם אחת ואשפר אחת והשישה אחת יום רב כאן אמרה ואשפר means אחד משישה בפה השישה means אחד משישה באיפה Upliga the Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Ashisha. It's nothing to do with bread. It means a garbage of Hamra. The Chtiva Ave Ashisha Anavim. Ton Rabbanan in Ofin Pat Ava Be Pesach. Rebbe Shammai. Ube Tilel Matirin. The Kama Pat Ava. Amravuna Tefach. Shkin Matsinu Malak Maponim. Tefach. Maske Vlo Rabbi Yosef. Im Amru Bezrizim. Im Rube Sheinam Zrizim. Im Amru Be Pat Amila. Im Amru Be Pat Sheinam Ila. אם אמרו ביצים יבשים, יאמרו ביצים לחים. אם אמרו בתנור חם, יאמרו בתנור צמן. אם אמרו בתנור של מתכת, יאמרו בתנור של חרס.